Two short teachings remain this month. We all need the courage to take the next step this year in our relationships, our many upcoming challenges, and there will be some, and our own healing journey. Chris gives us a call to courage. I think it's just what we need as we start the new year. And then Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer and Jim Burns remind us that God is our number one cheerleader. I hope I don't have to remind you that New Life is also your cheerleader. We're here for you.
The confession today is, I'm a coward. And so,
Chris,
I know, like it sounds
oh,
harsh.
Now it makes so much sense.
It's all coming together. Yes. So what I mean by that is I truly believe we all have fear and cowardice in us. And this came to light for me because I have a couple of clients, one on the consulting side, one on the therapy side. And these particular guys are facing unbelievable amounts of threats and challenges and struggles that is testing their ethics, their faith, that is even testing their livelihood. Wow. And over and over and over, they just keep taking one more step of courage. And I sit back and I honestly get this front row seat where I feel like I'm the one. And this is the other confession, is that us therapists, at least me as a therapist, oftentimes learn as much from my clients as they will ever learn from me. Because each of these guys in their own ways, in their own situations, just keep taking one more step of courage forward. Even when the last step of courage didn't work out. And it just keeps baffling me, and I keep marveling at it and thinking and putting myself in that situation is and asking myself, would you be able to make these courageous decisions in the face of such imminent threat?
Right.
And this has just kind of led me down to, you know, a deeper aspect of so many different areas of my life where I tend to be a guy who's a conflict avoidant, who wants to just keep the peace and not stir the pot. And so even when something needs to be said or conviction needs to show up or a decision needs to be made, I'm constantly weighing the costs. And not that that's a bad thing, but where it can be at fault is that fear oftentimes gets the final say rather than what is right, what is good, what is godly, and ultimately what is courageously necessary. And so I just find that we, you know, now that I look around and I'm like, oh, so many of us remain quiet or remain hidden or go along with something that is contributing to something that's harmful or something that's evil or something that's just not right or not good simply because of our cowardice. And I'm just reminded of God's command to Joshua when he's about to enter the promised land. And three different times in the first chapter of Joshua, it says, do not fear, followed by be strong and courageous.
Well, that's a good point. But I think that you mentioned that these guys are courageous in the face of things not working out. And I think we're called to courage. God gives it to us when we need it. And it's not based on the outcome.
Yeah. I think that's really important.
Whether it's the right thing or not to do.
Yeah. Right? We're not guaranteed the outcome.
No.
Of it.
And that's what we want. And that's what we're afraid of. And so we sink and we trust our fear over what we know that God is telling us to do.
Well, I oftentimes say this, faith is a risk. If there's no risk, don't call it faith.
Right.
Yeah.
Good point.